and I are doing something.
Showing off the family pet.
Mariah, don't be shy. Mariah. Say hi, Mariah.
Hey.
Posting Instagram selfies with voters or recommending a Beyonce playlist.
And I highly recommend Lemonade by Beyonce.
Three non-traditional ways of reaching voters, all made possible by social media.
It, I think, helps contribute to that feeling of authenticity about the campaigns and that they really have to operate at multiple levels simultaneously. So to have policy positions, but also to give some insights about their leadership style and their personalities.
During the 2016 election, campaign social media posts outpaced campaign websites and emails as the leading information source for voters. Nearly a quarter of all adults viewed candidates' social media posts at some point during the election. The president's favorite platform, Twitter, appeals mostly to political insiders. Senator Kamala Harris leads the race in impressions on Twitter and on Facebook. But out of the Democratic field, Mayor Pete Buttigieg has gained the most followers on Instagram, the platform with the widest audience.
Instagram stories has become a place where, you know, people can really weave together a lot of different types of content and engage with people that aren't necessarily watching the day-to-day Twitter wars.
Wall was behind some of Hillary Clinton's top tweets taking on Trump. He says candidates have to craft strategy based on their personalities.
I don't think, you know, Kamala or Pete could use Instagram in quite the same way that, you know, a Joe Biden or a Bernie Sanders would. They're just very different ages, very different people. And so finding a way to use the platform that is true to their voice and true to who they are as a candidate is really key.
Instagram Live, which did not exist in 2016, gives candidates a free broadcasting platform right from their phone. It also enables candidates to interact directly with voters through on-screen question and answer sessions.
It's inexpensive for them to be able to put out a message compared to traditional paid advertisements or even some of the more expensive earned media strategies.
In a sense, every day on social media is a nationwide town hall meeting. Expansive outreach to voters that will be crucial in 2020, Wall says.
The American people are really hungry for a dialogue on social media. That's how you use social media. And I think with Trump, we've really lost that.
An opportunity Democrats hope will beat the social media president at his own game. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.